You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and our fabulous Head Start director, Jessica Coffey, is our host.
Yay.
She's in the building. What's going on, Jessica?
Am I the host or you?
You are the host. Don't get it twisted. You are the host.
I'm doing good, Cam. How are you doing today?
I am well. I am well. I am finally. It took me a minute. It's February, so it took me a minute to get back into a groove from work.
from holidays and sickness?
From holidays, sickness, and weather.
Yeah.
All of that took a toll on me to get back to the
grind.
I'm
not sure if I'm in the groove.
I'm fine. Like, then we got, you know, a day off, so it's still going to mess with me. But, you know, I'm not complaining. Please don't think I'm complaining. Oh. But anyway, here's a question I have for you.
What is it?
When you were younger,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give you options so that you don't disappoint me.
That was so long ago.
When you were younger, what scared you? Movie-wise mm-hmm. or in real life?
I got a good one.
What was it?
Thriller.
Thriller?
Yes. Thriller.
Thriller? The music video?
Yes, it absolutely scared me. And this is probably why it scared me. Because I remembered, so you know I remember myself when I was 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
Like, I remember stuff.
Right. Quote, unquote, three. Okay.
And my dad, I'd heard the music playing.
Uh-huh.
And me and my sister were in our rooms.
Mm.
And he came to the window and was like, boo!
Mm.
And I was like, ah! And I associate that with that, and I've never liked Thriller.
Wow.
Never. Like, I'm so scary that I didn't even watch Scooby-Doo.
Wait a minute. So it goes beyond a music video?
Absolutely.
You're scary?
I don't like scary movies.
Oh.
When I tell you I did not watch Scooby-Doo, I'm not lying.
So you're easily scared?
Oh, yes.
Mental note. Okay.
I am scared of my shadow.
Wow. That's crazy. For me, it was Candyman. And I remember as plain as day, going into the bathroom, mm-hmm. cutting off the lights, and looking in the mirror and saying, Candyman three times.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did that. And yeah.
Listen, I'm so scary. When I go in my house and the lights are off, I'll close my eyes. Because what if something pops out?
Oh, my God.
I would rather see the darkness of my eyes being closed than something possibly.
Oh, wow.
Reaching out and saying boo.
You was scary.
Yes. There could be a robber in my house, and listen, you gonna take my life, because I'm not about to fight you.
Wow.
I am on the floor. They will look at me and be like, never mind.
Right, never mind.
Yeah.
It ain't even fun anymore.
Because I'm not only scary, I'm dramatic.
Oh, I know that.
And at least I know it.
Well, I know that as
at
well.
At least I know it.
Well, okay.
That's your scary thing?
Huh?
I said, that's your scary thing? I thought you was going to say something, like, different.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not. Literally, you said you remember when you were three. I remember when I was young, I used to be ticklish.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my weakness, quote unquote, weakness. So I tickled myself until I wasn't ticklish anymore.
What?
I had a fear of being.
But when you tickle yourself, it's not funny.
Hey, whatever the case, I am no longer ticklish.
Really?
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
I'm very ticklish. Like,
have mercy.
I'm scary and ticklish. Scary, I don't know.
That's not a good combination.
It's not. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Do you get your feet done?
Oh, yeah.
And but you're not ticklish with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
they look at
are
me.
Are you clowning in there?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I'd be like, like, every time. You know, to where it got to the point to where I was like, yeah, you don't have to do that.
Right.
My feet ain't crusty.
Wow.
You don't have to scrub like that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So do you go to the same place because they got to be used to you by now, right?
Yeah, I've been going to the same place for a while.
Yeah, please only go someplace that they know that. Don't put that on nobody new.
Yeah. Oh, no, but, that's the, you know what? You need to learn different customers.
No.
That's part of building your skill set.
I'm done with you.
What, Cam?
All right, it's time for a coffee break.
All right, so for today's coffee break, I want to say, you aren't lost. You're just uncomfortable at an uncomfortable stage of your life where your old self has gone and your new self isn't fully born. You're in the midst of transformation.
Ooh, say it. Mm-hmm. I know that was a lot, but I need you to say it again because it was a lot.
Do I'm not saying that.
You're not going to say it again?
No.
Good Lord.
But what I will say is we grow, we evolve. And if you continue to try to be that person that you were, your old self, then it's going to be hard to get adjusted to that.
Right.
Let me tell you about this. Let me give you a real life example.
Okay, go right ahead.
So when I started evolving in my 40s, I was still, I thought my body was still in my 30s,
This again.
And it wasn't.
Right.
And I had to get used to, oh, I need more rest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to take vitamins. Oh, I can't work out as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And that took adjustment for me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but you feel lost.
Yeah.
Because your mind holds on to who you were.
Yeah.
And has not fully accepted who you're becoming, right? Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I can still lift a lot of weights like I did in high school.
Right.
But blessed be, if I get in the gym, I'm going to be embarrassed because I probably can't even push up the bar.
However, there is a stage of grief when you're not that person anymore because that person isn't the same. It's like, you know, you're grieving who you were, but embrace that new you.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. That's good. Although you wouldn't repeat it, so I hope y'all heard it the one time she gave it to us because she will not repeat it.
Well, I gave it an analogy.
Okay. Yeah. What's going on today?
Okay. So on today's show, we have Miss Callie Northern. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Well, I was waiting for you to finish the introduction.
Well, I knew you were going to do that.
Okay, well,
go ahead. Anywho, so Callie is the education director at the Lexington Living Arts Science Center. Welcome, Callie.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. We have a lot of good fun over here. Hope you can tell.
I'm already having fun. I'm excited.
Yay. Yeah. So what we want to get into is tell us about or how the history of the Lexington Living Arts and Science Center.
Yeah. So we have been around since 1968. So the Lexington Junior League actually helped establish our facility. So we are in a historical home. It's called the Kincaid House, and it was President Abraham Lincoln's lawyer's house originally.
Oh, wow.
And it stayed in that building was built in 1846. And so it stayed in that family until the Junior League helped establish our facility. And we purchased it in, I believe, 1967, and then we opened in 1968. Sometimes I get those dates a little bit mixed up, but it's close.
Right.
And so then we have operated as a nonprofit organization, bringing art and science to all of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2016, we built a new building onto our historical building. So now we are triple the size of what we once were. So we're super excited about that as well.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's awesome. So the Lexington Living Arts.
Yes.
Science. I'm sorry. Don't let me skip anything.
It's tough because we have LexArts as
Then
we have the Lexington Children's Museum, and so all of those get a little bit wild.
So
the words mixed up.
So your focus is more what?
So we focus mainly on art and science education. Mm-hmm. And so our biggest thing is we want to bring that type of education to everyone. So we always say ages 0 to, 99, 100, whatever that looks like. So we go into a lot of schools and we do after school programming. We have field trips that come on site. We have a planetarium on site. And then we also have a mobile planetarium that goes out into different schools, libraries, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then biggest thing that we're probably most well known for, I would say, is summer camp. So we do we have 48 summer camps coming this summer. So that's typically our regular, which is kind of like, but it's super fun. And then we have that for ages preschool all the way through middle school as well. We have adult classes. So anything art and science education, because a lot of times, people want to box science as its own and they want to box art as its own. And so we really want to break those walls down and, let educate people that art and science are so, together. Mm-hmm. And so you can't really have one without the other.
Yeah, my granddaughter is an artist, but I find it more difficult to find places for her to express that art. Mm-hmm. It used to be in school. It used to be, something that was a part of the everyday curriculum. Mm-hmm. But just reaching out and trying to find different avenues for her to develop her gift. I mean, she's gifted now, but with a little, a little push, a little, training, she would be phenomenal. So
that's
great that you all are providing that. Mm-hmm. Now, is this a free service? Is this what how do we get involved?
Yeah, so that's a question that has a lot of answers. So our summer camps and our what we call no school day classes and camps, so anytime that Fayette County's not in school, we do some type of camp. Spring break, fall break, any of that kind of stuff. So those, we do have a registration fee. However, we are really big on providing scholarships to kiddos who otherwise would not be able to afford it, because we believe that education, money should not be a barrier for anybody to be able to, continue their gift or to learn new things or whatever that is. So we offer a lot of scholarship spots. So just for an example, summer camps last year, we saw about 425 kids, and about 90 of those kids were on scholarship. So about a quarter of the kiddos come. So then a lot of other programs, we do a program called Seedlings in STEAM, which is for preschool kiddos ages 3 to 5, or actually 2 to 5. That's a free program that we offer, because we want to go ahead and get those kids in the door and starting to learn about art and science as early as they can. We also, our field trips do, cost a fee, but we also will work with schools. So any school that's a Title I, we offer a discount to, and then all of our after school programming is free. So, and we go into Title I schools specifically right now, because those are the ones that otherwise would not get it. And we want to make sure that they get it first, since it is a free program that we provide.
Gotcha. That's a lot. You all do a lot, right?
We do a lot. It is crazy busy all of the time. We also have, we do have just a facility that an educational facility is what we call it, that people can come into and just, check it out. We have a lot of exhibit spaces. We have little animals running around. We have axolotls. We have turtles. We have a bearded dragon, all the things. Our planetarium, which we have a planetarium show on loop all the time. So we have people, just daily visitors, that come in. And we charge an admission fee, but we also offer a very, very, very cheap membership to anybody who is on a SNAP benefit, anything like that. And also, so we're located on 4th and Martin Luther King Avenue. So anybody that has that 40508 zip code, they're welcome to come for free.
Wow.
So we try to do as much as we can to make everything that we offer accessible to everybody, irregardless.
Look, so what our, some our administrative building is 40508.
Right.
There you go.
So what are some of the art classes? I mean, what should you expect if, say, you love art?
Yeah. So you can expect almost anything from us. Like, it gets a little bit, we will go crazy. So there's two different ways that I kind of run our summer camps. One is I really like our teachers, because we have a lot of contracted teachers that come in and only teach with us in the summer. So I want them to teach what they're comfortable with. So we have ceramics artists that come in. They're going to do ceramics. We have someone who is a chef. And so obviously they're going to teach cooking classes. We do. We have a kitchen as well. So,
Because when people think arts and science, they're not thinking food.
They're not thinking food. Yeah. No. And so, you know, one thing that, and so a good example of that is we do a class called Food or Fate. And so that is where the kiddos spend half of their day in the ceramic studio and they learn how to make a bowl. And then the other half of the day is spent in the kitchen. And then they learn how to make like a salad or a bread. And then they can put that in the bowl that they've made.
Oh, nice.
That's fantastic. Hey, look, we've got some more talking to do because you got to educate us on what you all do. Yeah. We're going to talk more with Callie right after the break. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we're here with Callie from Lexington Living Arts and Science Center. So we were just talking about some of the just activities that you have for children, and I kind of want to go back to the mobile field trip. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so through some of our research, you know, busing is a really big issue in Fayette County. There's just not enough of them, and it's expensive to travel.
Yeah.
You also have a time constraint too, because, you know, they have to be back by a certain time so they can then get the kids home. So we're really trying to always be accessible to anybody and, you know, anywhere. So we've created this mobile field trip essentially. And so we have a specific curriculum that we can take into the schools. And so it is an on-site field trip.
Mm-hmm.
So our mobile, we have a mobile planetarium as well. Now you can do a mobile field trip with the planetarium. A lot of times people will just rent the mobile planetarium because that's something that a lot of people just don't see very often. And so it essentially looks like a bouncy house from the outside. So we have to kind of tell the kids, you know, don't jump on top of it or you're going to collapse it. But so we blow it up and then we put our projector or we have all of our equipment that just goes right inside. It's an interesting process to set up because it's pitch black inside because it has to be in order to make it, you know, show correctly. So you have to take your little headlamp inside and set up all the things and set the mirror in the right spot. But you can fit about comfortably 15 to 20 people in there, and they go inside and lay down and watch a planetarium show.
Oh, wow. So what ages are that for? Is that for?
It can be for any age.
Okay.
So most of our shows right now are targeted towards preschool age through like eighth grade. But we have so many of the adults that love to come and even high schoolers that love to come and see shows too. So
you know why I'm asking that, right?
We already know. We used to do a planetarium like that before, but that's awesome. That is really awesome.
Oh, I'm going to keep your books busy because our kiddos need to see that.
Yeah. It's, you know, we actually have a lot of preschools that rent it. They just love it in there. I mean, it's super fun. And it's amazing to see how well kids will just lay down and watch a show. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're typically usually about 20 or 25 minutes, so it's not a long commitment.
Yeah.
But they are always so just impressed and excited about, mm-hmm. you know, just the first initial it comes on and the stars pop up and they're, you know, wow, you know.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Awesome.
I love that.
So we were talking about some of the show, just getting a better understanding of what to expect. So during the school year, what are you all offering? And then we got to get back to that summer camp because I'm getting ready to sign up right now.
Yeah, please. We actually do have adult summer camps. We can talk about that later.
Wow.
Stop it. What?
So during the school year, we are pretty really, really busy with field trips coming on site. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're looking at 75 to 100 kids in the building at one time, and they're, you know, running around seeing our animals, looking at our planetarium.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of just foot traffic through of, you know, little kids that are not in school yet,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what have you, and they're in just looking at our animals, visiting our exhibit spaces, and then our after school. And so, you know, currently, right now, that's pretty much our capacity at the moment. We'd love to be, you know, ultimately our goal is to be in all Fayette County schools. But so we offer an hour-long program after school that kiddos can, and it's completely free for the school. The only thing we require is a teacher to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go into the schools and we teach a curriculum. Right now we're teaching them all about the brain because that's what our current exhibit space is at at our facility, is all about the brain. So, and then we also do traveling field trips and mobile field trips. So that keeps us extremely busy throughout the, you know, the fall and the spring.
Yeah.
And the summer camps.
And the summer camps, yes.
So we were talking about, like, you know, what type of things you all do at our summer camp. So give us a little more understanding of the summer camp.
So our ages are, so we have a half-day class for preschool age, so 3 to 5 years old. Those classes are typically what we call a theme class, because they're little, they need to wiggle and do all of the things. So we typically start out, we have a, our classroom is set up much like a child development center preschool would be. Yeah. It has all of those different, you know, sections that you would expect to see. So they spend a lot of the beginning of their time doing some open play. We always do a science experiment of some kind. We'll do a craft of some kind. Yeah. They usually take a little scavenger hunt adventure to see our animals because they love the animals. Snack break, of course, very important. And then they usually get to see one or two planetarium shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we repeat that process for 5 days. So it's a week-long camp. So that's our little guys. Our kindergarten through second grade classes all day, so it's from 9 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending upon, sometimes we still do themed classes because they're still little and it's nice to have, you know, just a large variety of crafts to do and of science experiments to do. But some of them, we're doing a couple clay classes with them, so we're really going to let them, you know, dig into that artistic side as well.
Yeah.
And figuring out, you know, what they like and what they don't like and using their hands. We try to keep as much technology away from our classroom as we can, because kids get so much of that these days. We want them to be working with their hands and, you know, doing all the things. They get an hour lunch break where they get to go outside. We have a really nice outdoor area that they can play. Third through fifth grade, we start digging in a little bit more to specific artistic, you know, specialties. So we'll do some clay classes, some cooking classes, and then we'll do some drawing classes. And so a lot of our attendance that we see is parents that, you know, they want their kiddo or their kiddo is showing interest in something very specific. And so they will sign them up only for maybe one of our classes, but they know that that's, you know, they're going to get something out of that.
Did you say cooking?
Yes.
Can you make a connection with cooking and arts and science?
The kids love to cook. I mean, it's, you know, and just a quick thought on that is we do, you know, making your own pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple reasons we do that. Is one is we like to show kids that, you know, just because you don't think you have anything to eat in your house or like there's no Little Debbie cakes or whatever mm-hmm. it is, you know, yeah. you can take flour and water and mm-hmm. an egg is even optional. An egg's great. If you don't have it, that's okay. And you can literally make yeah. yourself spaghetti, you know.
Wow.
So just trying to, you know, teach kiddos that to where they can depend on themselves if they need to cook their own food or you yeah. know, whatever that looks like. So.
I love that because, you know, most kids are like, where do you get food? The grocery store.
Right.
No, you can actually right. make your own. Yeah. So I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I interrupted you. You was at 3 to 5, so.
No, that's great. 6th to 8th grade is a lot like 3rd to 5th in that we are very specialized in what those specific things are or what those specific classes are. So we'll do ceramics classes again. Some of them are cooking. We're doing a Harry Potter class this summer, which we're really excited about. So those kiddos that are, you know, wild about Harry Potter, yeah. they're welcome to come. And, you know, we're pulling in that, again, art and science into that. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head, what other classes we're doing. We're doing a fiber arts class. So they're going to be learning how to crochet and knit.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is super fun. So, yeah, so we're really excited. And, you know, 6th or 8th grade, middle school is a hard age to get.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're too cool. Just yeah.
Middle school is just a hard age, period.
In general.
That's that transition you was talking about.
Yeah. I have a 6th grader, and it's been an interesting been an interesting year, so we're making it.
So what would you say to a parent who says, you know what, I love all of this for my kiddos, but do you have anything for me?
Yeah, so we do. Mm-hmm. So we have adult summer camps. Which
wow,
we
that's crazy.
Really what? Excited about. We tried this out last year, and we called it Camp Gold, and it mm-hmm. was for ages 50 plus.
Oh, wow.
And it was really successful, and we had, you know, 5 or 6 ladies in there. Just, they were having way more fun than the kids. You know, it was like, you guys got to
simmer down, bruh.
So this year, we're pivoting a little bit, so we're not going to, it's 18 and up. So we're not mm-hmm. going to do just for the older folks. We're mm-hmm. going to do for anybody that wants to come. So we're doing, they're all ceramics classes, but because that seems to be a need that people want or they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in the morning, they're half day classes. And so kind of the thought is if you can bring your preschooler, then maybe you can take a class as well and you're mm-hmm. both there.
Right.
You know, and we
That's
actually
nice.
Encourage them to go outside and have a snack like the kids do.
Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Nice.
But throughout the year, we also have adult classes as well. So we have a 10-week series going on right now called just Adult Art Club. Mm-hmm. And so we have 2 different segments. So one is a ceramics, and so they're doing some type of different ceramics class each week, and one is cooking. So mm-hmm. Sourdough, which is really popular mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. Trying to think what some of the others are, canning, those kind of things. Those are really practical skills,
yes.
again, that, you know, you can take home and use, because we all know groceries are expensive.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They are.
Yes. So that is awesome. That is a lot of information. Okay. I got to look it up because, you know, me and Grandbaby are going to be coming in. So what's some contact information? How can we get to know you and know where you are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely our website, which is lasclex.org. But if you Google Living Arts and Science Center, we're going to pop up. And then we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page that we're pretty active on. We did just talk our executive director into letting us have TikTok, which we're really excited
Ooh.
About.
For the moment.
TBD on that. But
right.
We also have a newsletter that goes out as well to our members and then also to our non-members, anybody that's signed up for camp. So those are then going to be the big ways. But we are always out in the community. We try mm-hmm. as much as possible to be at STEM nights for schools, art nights mm-hmm. for schools, and then also you know, just community events around. We just did a Pink Floyd event a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
So we were there in the kids section doing crafts. We're going to be I think where else we're going to be. I know we're doing the Frankfurt Historical Day of History.
That's great.
I don't think that's the exact name of it. But yeah, so we try to get to as many community events as we can.
How far in advance would someone need to contact you if, you know, they wanted you at their center or community event?
Yeah, typically a month or 2 in advance is really good so that we can make sure that we can put it in there.
She's going to hold you to that.
I am.
Oh, Kelly, it's great to talk to you. It's great to learn more information about the Lexington Living Arts and Science Center. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you.
All right, guys, you have been listening to Look Who's Talking.